You know, if you came to this game tonight and you left here no longer in love with football, who could blame you?
That's Paul Okon, coach of the Central Coast Mariners, after their 2-0 loss to Western Sydney Wanderers. We've touched on it a little bit earlier. Lots of controversy around the two Reds, quite obviously. Our man is Robbie Slater, our football expert. He's good enough to join us on the line after we had a few technical issues earlier. G'day, Rob.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you doing?
Yeah,
you
really well.
Are those technical issues due to someone not answering the phone?
I was trying to be kind.
Trying to cover me, but honestly, it didn't ring for some reason. I'm having massive problems. This is a landline, so I'm having massive problems with my new iPhone. Oh. I think they've rigged it, so it's not working. That I have to go back and buy a new one.
Oh, I always get cynical about that sort of thing. Just after the warranty runs out, your iPhone starts playing up.
Yeah,
anyway,
isn't it?
What about Paul Okon's thoughts and overall what we saw transpire at Central Coast Stadium last night?
That was farcical. I was commentating it, and I've been doing this since the Hyundai A-League began 12 and a half seasons ago, and I actually said on air to Brenton Speed, I said, mate, I'm not enjoying this. From the 63rd minute onwards, I didn't really want to be there because it was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And look, I know it's not easy for the referees. I know it's new technology, but surely there's got to be some common sense. I mean, the two red cards were yellow cards. And everything looks worse, and it gets worse, the more you slow it down. Now we've got super slow-mos. You know, everything looks so bad. And I just think they're overdoing it. And I really do know, think that they are going to have a review about this, and you know, Paul Okon obviously very emotional and said it's been a failure and it should go. I'm a fan, hesitantly a fan of the VAR. I think it should stay, but I think it should be just for certain areas within the game. I think it should be just for goals and penalties, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a good point. Robbie, the NRL's had its own issues with the bunker over the years, and they're still trying to get it right.
Yeah,
so,
I know.
Yeah,
we've got a long road ahead.
Yeah, there's no easy fix to this, is there, Rob?
No, there isn't. And you know, I follow the league, of course, and you know, every weekend I seem to read stories. Sometimes they're headlines about the bunker and coaches not happy with the bunker, and it's amazing, isn't it? Because it's all supposed to be make it perfectly fair, and it's supposed to be the right decision every time. So supporters, coaches, commentators, very frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. What about the other games? We've seen the performance of Sydney FC. It was okay, but they still win 3-1. Yeah. Newcastle continue their ride as well, and Perth Glory win. So I guess you could say the cream rising to the top.
Definitely. Sydney by far the outstanding team, and Newcastle is a surprise.
Yeah.
Andy Merrick's done a terrific job there. Sydney weren't at their best. Graham Arnold stated it, but when you have quality in your side, you're capable, and you can defend, you're capable of grinding out results, and they certainly did that. Again, they were scintillating against the Wanderers the week before, but this one, you get the same amount of points. Not the same performance, but same amount of points.
Exactly.
And Newcastle, yeah, a tad bit lucky. Again, the VAR gives a penalty that didn't look like one, to be honest, right at the death. Petrados got the first goal for Newcastle. Petrados sorted it away, and you know, Newcastle, the challenges, the unlikely, only challenges at this stage to Sydney FC. The rest, I mean, you could throw a blanket over them. Just a glut of mediocrity in the middle of the table.
Well, Robbie, I think you said last week after the Wanderers were hammered by Sydney FC that a win or two and all of a sudden things can turn around quickly. They'll take an ugly win last night, the Wanderers. They're suddenly back in the finals contention, so to speak. A couple of wins in this A-League competition can turn your season around.
Well, it is, because everyone's pretty much, can I put it like this, as bad as each other in some respects.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's taking Newcastle and Sydney, obviously, out of that equation. Adelaide are sitting there on 14 points. What did the Wanderers went up to 11 points with a game in hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adelaide sitting in fourth. And they're 14 points after 11 rounds, 14 points behind Sydney. Absolutely extraordinary.
Mergievsky looks like a player of real quality.
He does, and he's found another one. I don't know where he finds them, Arnie, but he's found two crackers, one Serb in Ninkovic and now a Pole in Mergievsky, and terrific left foot. And full of quality, and I don't think we've seen the best of him yet.
Mm. Hey, Robbie, as always, your columns in the Sunday Telegraph make interesting reading. This morning, you said if the Socceroos do get their man, Graham Arnold, Popper could be the answer for Sydney FC.
Well, it's an option, isn't it? Mm. It's in some ways an unlikely one, but yep. He's out of work. Of course, he was the Wanderers coach, so that'd be the first time that sort of thing happens.
Yeah.
Big two rivals. Of course, the short history for the league, obviously, but even more so for the Wanderers. But it could possibly be a solution. Who knows? Sydney are digging their heels in over Graham Arnold, yep. And I understand it, because he's created something special there. And people say, oh, I can continue if he leaves. It never does. Mm. You know, you get new coaching, new ideas, and
things
it
change,
just never seems to pan out that way. So I think this Sydney team's on an incredible journey. They're going to start in the Asian Champions League, and in a lot of respects, it would be a shame if Arnold left, because that journey would end. Mm.
What's he going to do? You're mates with him?
Yeah, that's right. What's he going to do? He won't tell me. I think everyone, if you're in coaching, I've obviously gone a different way, as a lot of people do, but you'd have to want to coach your country, wouldn't you?
At a World Cup.
Especially in football. I mean, the World Cup's such a big event. I think that's what you strive to. As a player, you strive to play for your country. And I think as a coach, if you get to coach your country, you take it.
Mate, if you look at his bargaining position now, I think it's very similar to Ange Postecoglou last time they went around. You can say, give me a 4.5-year deal, which covers 2 World Cups. Mm. You've got security there for 4 years. And you're doing something you love. And with the added honour of coaching your country, I tell you what, be pretty enticing.
Yeah.
Pretty enticing. Yeah,
it certainly is. And, look, he's in the box seat every week. His position seems to strengthen. And, I also go back to, if he was the second candidate 4 years ago and Ange got the job, well, Arnie in the 4 years since has only strengthened his position. Mm.
That's true.
And, Robbie, good news for Socceroos fans overnight. One of our key players for the World Cup, Aaron Moy, gets a brace.
He got a double, his first double in the Premier League, won a penalty. And Huddersfield, a big win, and he's an important part of that side. Climbed up a little bit away from that relegation zone, 21 points, although it's very close. They could fall back into it. But certainly great for the Socceroos that Moy's in good form. Looks to have gotten over all that travel and fatigue from the Socceroo matches. And, he's travelling well, but a very important 3 points for Huddersfield.
And Matty Ryan keeps a clean sheet for Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yeah, against Burnley, and Burnley are flying at the moment.
So. Yeah.
Now, Burnley are in fourth position. It's one of the sort of flying underneath the radar stories, with Tottenham getting absolutely smashed by Manchester City, who are running away with it. What are they? 32, it's like 14 points ahead of Manchester United, who are yet to play, of course.
That's right.
Yep.
But Chelsea winners, West Ham, big winners.
Yes.
3-0, that takes them out of the relegation zone. That's going to change all season. It's going to be, well, let's put it bluntly, it's going to be more exciting than the title chase, because that looks to be over.
The Champions League's where the excitement is, really. All right, let's have a quick one out of you for these ones. Brisbane Roar versus Melbourne Victory today.
Victory.
Okay, $2.50. Mm-hmm. West Brom v Man United.
Manchester United.
$1.55. Bournemouth v Liverpool.
Liverpool.
$1.50.
With fingers crossed.
Yes. Danger game.
With a little
Robbie.
Bow on top. Everton v Swansea.
Yeah, Everton, Swansea rooted to the bottom of the table. They look gone. I'll go Everton there on the rise.
There's your all up, ladies and gents. That's Victory it. Into Man United, into Liverpool, into Everton. You heard it first from Robbie Slater. Good on you, Rob. Appreciate that this morning.
Good on you, boys.
Thanks, Rob.
There he is, Robbie Slater, with all the latest in the world of football.